Chapter 1. Today. The last thing Scotty Desmond expected when standing in the doorway to Herb Cantor's office was the pistol his boss held pointed at his face. Scott had been called into Herb's office just a few minutes earlier. Herb Cantor, DigiLife's Director of Infrastructure Technology, was essentially Scott's boss, or at least as close to a boss as Scott had had in the past half dozen years. Scott Desmond was an independent contractor, an IT consultant who specialized in helping companies find and fix potential security holes in their systems. DigiLife was an online insurance company, a startup self-service provider of various insurance options available, from life insurance to car and home insurance, linking up both small and multinational insurance firms with clients worldwide. Scotty's past as a freelance hacker lent him the knowledge, skill, and expertise to be able to find even the most innocuous gaps, holes, and gateways that hackers could use to gain access to a company's system and critical data. He charged a significant fee for his services and time, and found that, despite his initial reservations about the change in lifestyle, moving from a life of well-paying crime to a life of helping others and being employed through legal means, the consultant work did bring him a significant income. He had been working with DigiLife for the past 6 months, and quite enjoyed the consistency of returning to a regular office. It was satisfying to return to a workplace on such a regular basis that he knew at least a couple of dozen people by name, enough to even enjoy going out for beers with a few of his coworkers. And, until the morning that he pointed a pistol at Scotty's head, Herb Cantor had been a decent enough boss, someone Scott actually respected and felt comfortable working with. Scott had been taking a break from the hack routine he was using to QA test a new security gateway that DigiLife was hoping to implement, and, taking a short morning coffee break, was fiddling on the mini laptop he kept in a small backpack near him at all times. Though he had abandoned his previous life of corrupt hacking for nefarious purposes, there was one side project he kept pecking away at. He was exploring the files and reports associated with his father's death almost 5 years earlier. Requesting official documents from the hospital, the provincial coroner's office, and even via CSIS had resulted in roadblocks, denied access, and subterfuge. The only way Scott had been able to gain any insights was through hacking into the...